Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Laura Alamieri, and the episode today is for realestateinvestingwomen.com, which is a site dedicated for real estate investing for women. And what we'll talk about today is the three secrets to successful real estate investing. And this is something that I really feel very strongly about, because it's not just about the skills. It's also about other things, as your ability to bring yourself and your mindset to a point where you can be successful. My business coach told me a while back that 80% of what you do is about mindset. Only 20% is actual skills. It is so important that you realize that, because that can make the whole difference as a real estate investor. So with that said, let's start with the first of the three secrets to successful real estate investing. And believe it or not, it's not the skills, it's not the knowledge of what you need to do in the business. It has all to do with confidence. And this is an ongoing thing that you have to do and get yourself ready for every day of your real estate career. I've been in the business for over 30 years, and my daughter's been in the business for about 3 years. But what we know and what we work at every single morning before we start our day is our mindset. You know, there is a saying in the book that goes around that says, if you win the morning, you win the day. And this is so true. And this is something that I cannot stress enough. So what do we mean about confidence? Well, first of all, like practices. What are the things you do every day to set yourself for success, right? So what is your routine in the morning? And I'm going to talk more in future episodes about morning routine and best practices, but there is a ton of books out there that can help you. Like, one of them that I really like is called Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. And he talks about this routine that he does every morning. You know, there's six different things he does every morning that goes from meditation or prayer to journaling to visualizations and so forth. So there's six things that you need to do every morning. So that's very important. And then the other thing is your mindset, okay? You have to shift your mindset, your belief system. And this is the biggest area of issue right here, because a lot of the people, a lot of women do not succeed in real estate, not because they don't have the skills or the knowledge. They have plenty of that, but they sabotage themselves. They become like their worst enemy. And the other thing is, you know, get used to saying no. Get used to the no. Get used to rejection. Get used to things that don't straight go from A to B in a straight path. I know there is a meme that goes around that shows that people go up and down and backwards and so forth. You know, as an entrepreneur, it's not a straight line, right? And so that's something that you have to keep in mind, that there's not a straight line from where you are to where you want to be. And there are going to be setbacks. There are things that are going to happen within your real estate career that are going to set you back, and you have to come back. So how do you do that? It's because you have worked on your mindset. You have your practices in place to get you back where you need to be every day. And so this is the biggest area of issue, is the confidence. And I see that again and again with people that want to be real estate investors, because let's face it, there's so many people that want to break into real estate investing, you know, and women, we are particularly vulnerable when it comes to confidence. We are particularly scared, or we have limiting beliefs or self-doubt. And this is something that in a lot of us has been embedded, you know, since we were little. You know, we're not strong in business as much as men are. We're not self-confident. So this is an area that women honestly need to work harder at, is to really build that confidence through practices, mindset, and also get used to rejection. Okay, get used to it. It's nothing personal. If a seller says no to you, it's not to you, it's to the situation, to the proposition that you're making on buying their property. So this is very important to understand that. So once we have the confidence, the next step, the next secret you might want to call, is knowledge, right? Knowledge is the next thing. And you have to have a knowledge, right? Like Warren Buffett says, risk comes from not knowing what you're doing. So the knowledge is crucial. So here, that's where you learn the strategies. This is where you learn theories. But then again, you have to have a set of practices, of steps, of things that you have to do in order to take you from where you are to where you want to be. Okay? And this is so important, and I want to share a short story with you here that made me transition from where I was to where I was going to be. And so I started real estate back in the 80s, and, you know, I was doing it part-time in the beginning, and eventually I switched to full-time in 95. But what happened is I was working in corporate, you know, like a lot of you are, and having 8 to 5 and come home and take care of the kids and all that. And think about it, you know, in the 90s, there was not beginning of the 90s, there was no internet, there were no tools, you know, even cell phones were really expensive, so you had to use landlines. So there were not a lot of things to make your life easier. But I understood that if I wanted to transition, I didn't want to stay in corporate and work 8 to 5 the rest of my life. I wanted the freedom to travel, to be with my children and take care of my family. And I knew real estate was the ticket because I had been in real estate, you know, on and off for several years. I actually started in real estate as a student in college, you know, in a way for me to pay for my studies. And I did very well for myself. So I had been doing it for a while. So what happened is I had to make that shift. Okay. So I had the knowledge at that point. I had the confidence. But I needed to install some practices to make that shift. And my best practices was I understood that I had to do something consistently every day. And I had to direct my focus to this business. You know, corporate at that point was just paying the bills. But any moment I had, my lunch hour in the evening, on the weekends, I had to devote to this new business. And the consistency, doing something every day that was going to buy my ticket out. So that's what I did. You know, and it wasn't easy, right? You have an hour lunch and, you know, eat fast, go and sit in the car and make my phone calls. In the evening, go home, take care of the children. By the time they're in bed, 7:30, 8 o'clock, make my phone calls. Off hours, late at night, I was scouting newspapers and different ways to find properties, MLS. Things that I could do off hours. And then the weekends, which were all my appointments, were set to see properties and write contracts. So I did what I had to do, but I had to set up a best practice. And consistency and focus are the sub strategies of best practice. Okay. Now that brings me to the third secret here, which is skills. You got to have skills. You have to know about calling, what to say, how to negotiate. You need to know, have a knowledge about technology, right? What tools are out there that can help you, which were not there when I started in the business. And that you have to also know, have an action plan. People say all the time, you know, I wish I knew what to do. I wish there was something step by step, A to Z, that told me what to do. I wish I could shadow you, meaning me as a real estate investor, to see how you do the business, and then I can be on my own, right? So this thing is about helping to really understand the concept, because there is so much noise and so much information out there. But at the end of the day, it's that, what are you going to do with all this information if you don't know what to do with it? You know, you don't know what you don't know, right? And so my suggestion is that you find somebody that you really like and trust and follow them. Last night, actually, I was talking to my husband, and he said his dad always had a recommendation. He always had a thing. He says, find somebody that has done it and follow them. That's it. You know, he was a VIP executive. He got really up in the ladder with IBM. And he said that's what he did throughout his career. Found a manager, found somebody that liked, he liked in the business, and followed in their footsteps. So that's the thing you need to do with real estate as well, you know? So that's about really learning. So your skill set of learning what to do, how to negotiate, how to call, how to find leads, how to use technology properly, all the different hows, that's part of your skill set that produces implementations, right? And this is where really everything comes together. This is where your confidence, your knowledge, your skills produce implementation. That what is that going to create for you? Just imagine for a moment if you could master confidence, knowledge, and skills. If you had all the confidence in the world, if you knew what you were doing and you had the right skill set to do it, what would that ultimate result be? The ultimate result would be that you are a successful real estate investor, right? And I think that everybody here listening to this podcast, that's what they're going to try to do, to become successful at real estate investing. So this is something that, they're not really big secrets per se, but I think that if you adopt these tidbits of information and you really become aware of what they are and you really work on yourself to build up your confidence, you acquire the knowledge that you need and you manage your time. This is another thing that women really have an issue with, honestly, is managing their time. Right? We tend to juggle so many things. We have family responsibility, we're working, and we're also trying to launch a business on the side. And a lot of us are into some type of volunteer or nonprofit type organizations, which is all great things. But at the end of the day, we don't take care of ourselves. We don't take care of our needs. We don't see where we want to go. And so that's something you need to really manage your time with. Okay, you have to carve that time, because at the end of the day, being a little selfish in really focusing and growing your business, you're going to be able to give more. So it's not about being selfish, it's actually releasing more power to people and helping them. Okay, because imagine if you're happy now, you have your business, you're making money, more money than you need, now you can start giving back. You can help your family. You can help your organization. You can help whoever you want to. You can start your own organization. And this is what real estate can do. So going back to real estate now, we understood the three areas, the three components with the sub-level strategies that I mentioned. Now let's put this in an action plan and say, okay, this is great. Okay, but how do I implement all this? Well, it takes 30 days to form a new habit, right? There's been scientific proof of this, that 30 days to really have your brain rewired to go in a different direction. So with that said, you know, do something every day so that you form that habit in 30 days. So for example, if your time management is a problem, or setting the goals within your time management system, we're going to talk a lot more about this in future episodes and give you really good information on how to do that. But the thing is, that's what you need to work. So maybe say week one, structure your a routine. Maybe you have to get up a little earlier in the morning to perform your miracle morning routine that I mentioned earlier, right? So maybe get up a little earlier, an hour earlier even, so that you can go ahead and do your six things that they mentioned in the Miracle Morning book. And that, you win the morning, you win the day. Okay, now you got that going. So then maybe it's going to take you a week to really get into the routine, but remember, it's going to take you 30 days to really make a part of you where you get up every morning, you know, earlier without feeling bad or if you're tired, and, you know, that's how you do it, even on weekends, okay? So stick with it. You know, it's like when you go to the gym, the first few days it's hard, but then when you get used to it, it's not that hard anymore, right? So the same thing, those 30 days. So let's say you set up your time management, which is crucial. Then you start reading books. You start, you know, go to the library. You don't have to buy a ton of books. You know, I go to the library. I have Audible when I drive. I listen to audiobooks. And I'm always reading every day. I'm journaling. I'm visualizing. But you don't want to visualize for more than 5 to 10 minutes. You know, I read something the other day that said, don't visualize too long because you also need to live in the present. Not everything is a daydream. But you do your practices every morning to keep you motivated. And like I said, you have to stick with it. I know some mornings are hard, or some mornings you're depressed or discouraged, or you don't have the time. But even if you do, even in the book, Miracle Morning, they even say, even if you do one practice for 1 minute every morning, so six practices, it will take you 6 minutes, your day will totally change because of those 6 minutes. So do that, okay? So that's going to take you a few days to get acquainted and accustomed to that. Then you start building your business. And one of the things we'll be going to be talking about in future podcasts about creating goals, milestones, and small steps. But I want you to start thinking about your goals. What are your goals? Where do you want to be a year from now? How many deals do you want to close? How much money do you want to make? What do you visualize? What is your ideal business, a real estate business? Are you out there driving around, looking at property, talking to tenants? What is your ideal business, right? Visualize that. And that's going to take a little bit every day, doing the visualizations. Now start putting things down. You know, start in second week, start writing your goals down. And then start acquiring the knowledge to reach those goals, right? Learn the strategy. If you feel like, you know, I want to learn about wholesaling, then start getting yourself trained for wholesaling. If you want to do buy and hold or fix and flip, whatever skill strategy you want, start knowing about that. So that's going to take a few weeks of training. Again, every day. In the meantime, you get your confidence up because you'll be doing those practices every morning. And now you start acquiring the knowledge. You start putting things down, your goals, your milestones, your small steps. We're going to explain all that in future episodes. And now you start getting more skills. You start getting the confidence, which will help you get more skills, will help you doing the calling, will help you know what to say and what to do at the specific times. Okay, so but it's all about really creating a consistent effort, putting it down, create an action plan, create these goals, these milestones. So if you want to have six-figure business in 12 months, and you will learn from my podcast that with wholesaling, for example, it's equivalent to one deal a month, $10,000 to $15,000 per deal. So say, I can do that. I can do one deal a month once I know what to do. Okay, so that will give you six figures, right? So let's say you want six figures in a year to make $10,000 to $15,000 a month. So what do you have to do to get there? Okay, I need to make, you know, and I will show you rule of thumbs. I need to make so many calls to get so many leads to do that deal. Okay, the rule of thumbs that we use for the business. Okay, fine, let's do that. And then you start doing that. You start things happening. Now your confidence comes up together with your knowledge and your skills. So all these three things are very much intertwined. And then you are creating the one deal a month, you're making 10 to 15,000, and you say, you know what? This is not as bad as I thought. Now you've got everything in place. Now you can make 2-3 deals a month, 5 deals a month, whatever you want to do. It's all about exponentially going to grow, but it all starts from your confidence, your knowledge, and your skills. Okay? So write down your actions. Start working on yourself first. Don't worry about real estate right now. If you have had issues, if you know you have limiting beliefs, if you know you doubt yourself, fears, all this is normal. Work on that. Whatever it takes, 1 week, 1 month, don't worry about it. Work on that, because that's you sharpening the axe. There is a quote I love by Abraham Lincoln that said, you know, if I had six hours to chop down the tree, I would spend the first 4 sharpening the axe. That's what I want you to do, is sharpen your axe right now. That's your confidence, okay? And then you start jumping into the knowledge, getting that to know what you need to know to get to close those deals. And then the skills, obviously, get perfected later. But write down your journey. Make an action plan on how you go from here to here to there. Obviously, attach yourself to somebody that has done it before, and they can teach you the steps, so you're not going to go around in circles indefinitely to get to your goal. Okay? So patience, determination, focus, confidence, consistency. That's what it takes in this business. And it can be a really good business. It can be an extremely lucrative business, but you have to work it in this business. Okay? Great. Thanks, everybody, for listening to this podcast. I hope it opened up some possibilities for you. And I will come in with a lot of different strategies and things throughout this podcast. These are things that I personally feel strongly about. So it's not just regurgitating information. It's not, oh, I read this and this is what I'm going to tell you. This is things that I personally live as a real estate investor, as a mentor, and as a woman. So I want to share with you my knowledge. I want to share with you what is helping me to have been in this business for all these years and thrive and empower now other women to do the same. Thanks again. And I hope to you listen to one of my future podcasts. And don't forget to visit the website at realestateinvestingwomen.com. Again, that's realestateinvestingwomen.com. Thanks again.